Who benefits if the payroll tax gets cut? I'm David Brancaccio. Good morning. President Trump said any new stimulus package to prop up the economy during the COVID-19 emergency would have to include a cut in payroll tax. The president emphasized that condition to any new aid in a Fox News virtual town hall appearance yesterday. While a tax cut could prove popular, critics say the money will cut into the Social Security system. And with unemployment running at an historically high level, there is another issue with a payroll tax cut. On Mondays, we consult economist Julia Coronado, founder of Macro Policy Perspectives.
That's a remedy that's not very well suited to the current circumstance when you have a lot of people unemployed and in acute financial distress, and you also have a lot of businesses that still need support and state and local governments facing budget crises. So yes, it's stimulus for people that will help people out that still have jobs, but those are not the people in the most distress.
We're going to get some hard numbers about just this on Friday. It'll be the closely watched April unemployment number. What do you think we're going to get? What's the percentage of unemployed we might see on Friday?
Well, the percentage of unemployed is going to depend a lot on how many people drop out of the labor force. So what we're looking for is 25 million in job losses and an unemployment rate that hits 17.8%, which is the highest since the Great Depression, but also includes a lot of people that have just given up looking for work and won't be counted as unemployed.
So something approaching 20% unemployment. You did see the president of the Dallas Fed thought we might be able to cut that in half by year's end. Is that the kind of optimism you could embrace?
I do think we'll see a substantial number of people return to their jobs by year end. And let's keep in mind, though, that even if we cut it in half, that's a 10% unemployment rate. That's the peak of what we saw in the Great Recession. So it's relatively good news, but that still leaves a lot of people in the economy struggling.
Julia Coronado at Macro Policy Perspectives. Always good to talk to you.
My pleasure.
Berkshire Hathaway held its annual shareholder meeting over the weekend. It's typically an extravaganza attended by thousands, 16,200 people last year. This time the meeting was held online. You know why. When Berkshire CEO Warren Buffett talks, investors listen. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins us now. Nancy, what was the 89-year-old billionaire's message?
David, there was some of his usual optimism. He said, quote, nothing can basically stop America. And he was convinced of that during World War II and 9/11 and the financial crisis. But he was also realistic. Buffett said he didn't know what the market would do.
All right. And this is coming from someone known as the Oracle of Omaha. What is Buffett investing in or not investing in right now?
Well, Berkshire Hathaway sold its entire stake in four U.S. airlines. Buffett said it looks like the coronavirus pandemic has changed the airline business fundamentally.
The world has changed for the airlines, and I don't know how it's changed, and I hope it corrects itself in a reasonably prompt way. I don't know whether the Americans will have now changed their habits or will change their habits.
Airlines out. So what's in?
That's the thing. During the financial crisis, Buffett bought stocks. Now he's sitting on a pile of cash. He says he isn't investing it because he hasn't found an attractive place to invest, but he said he was willing to do something very big if he saw something he really liked.
All right, Nancy, thank you. Delta, United, American, JetBlue are among the major airlines that will soon require everyone aboard, including passengers, to have a face covering. Even credit cards are adapting to the COVID economy. The cards with brands tied to rewards when you travel have to rethink. Here's Marketplace's Andy Euler.
The farthest many of us are straying from home these days is to go to the grocery store. Marriott and its credit card partners know this. The hospitality company is now offering 6 loyalty points per dollar spent on grocery purchases using its credit cards through July 31st. Ted Rossman is an industry analyst at creditcards.com.
What Marriott's trying to do here is to capitalize on the fact that so many people are doing a ton of grocery shopping these days.
He says Marriott's trying to make sure its card stays at the top of your wallet, even if you're not booking a hotel room. And from the credit card issuer's perspective, American Express or Chase.
A credit card issuer makes money on every transaction that takes place.
Bill Hartikoff is CEO of lowcards.com. He says merchants have to pay a swipe fee when the card is used.
Even if the transactions are small, you're still going to make money.
And Marriott tries to make it attractive for cardholders to use those points at its properties. So when people do travel again, the company is effectively juicing its hotel usage. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
With so many people home, there is a robust audience for streamed things to watch, and some of the content is fresh, even with social distancing. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab explains how they do it.
Tonight's episode of All Rise, a legal drama in its first season on CBS, will feel very real. Maybe a little too real. The whole episode takes place over video chat.
We are no longer in our kitchens or our bedrooms. We are in courtroom 802.
It looks like Zoom's gallery view with boxes of talking heads. Michael Robin directed the episode. He says it's supposed to mimic what the legal world is moving toward, virtual court.
That's actually a dramatic story, professional story for us.
Dramatic, yeah. But also, the show wasn't done filming when California went into lockdown. It needed a season finale. So Robin had to craft shots through laptop cameras. Actors had to light scenes themselves. And then they had to figure out how to perform over video chat.
The first couple of takes were a little mechanical.
Hollywood is already talking about how to work when restrictions ease. Social distancing is easy enough for camera people, but actors can't do a kissing scene 6 feet apart. Tom Noonan is a professor at the School of Theater, Film, and Television at UCLA. He says there's talk of film sets quarantining together.
It's almost like visiting a biosphere or something, where you're all agreeing to go into this enclosed environment, make the movie, and then come out of it.
Noonan says filming will be easier for certain storylines, like legal or medical dramas that have smaller casts and tighter plots. But shows like Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist on NBC depend on extras. It's music-driven, with scenes where people pour into the street and dance together.
Those kinds of scenes are just, I think, going to be difficult to shoot and capture safely. And in some cases, creatively, they may even feel uncomfortable for the audience to watch.
If shows keep doing these scenes, it'll probably be a fake it till you can make it situation with the help of CGI and animation. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.
Thanks, Kristen. This is the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.